Good morning, church family. Welcome to this opportunity to worship together. We're live here in the sanctuary, and we look forward to worshiping here in this space, even as you are worshiping at home now or during the week. We look forward to the ways in which the Lord will meet you in your own worship this morning as we seek to draw near to him, to lift high the name of Jesus, to be dependent on his Spirit, to receive the love of the Father, and to respond to him out of the love that he has first given to us. I want to remind you that we will be giving information in hopefully the next week about what next weeks may look like as far as in-person meeting. We will be communicating that. Please be in prayer for all those who continue to recover from COVID and for wisdom for leadership as we move forward. We do encourage you also to lean into those opportunities where there are not opportunities on Sunday morning to meet in person. In the other opportunities that we have to meet in person, such as prayer meeting on Wednesday or on Sunday night at 6, as well as focus youth group at 6. We have discipleship groups, one at 1 and the other at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. The Revelation group meets every the first and the third Thursdays of every month at 7. So there are opportunities to be able to meet in person. I really encourage you to lean into those. If you are not comfortable in doing that in person, pick up the phone. We can arrange for a Zoom for you. Whatever ways possible, stay connected, lean into one another, even in the times where we are not able to stay connected in person on Sunday mornings. The church is not limited just by Sunday morning not meeting together. We can lean into one another and encourage and worship together, pray for one another, hold each other accountable, encourage each other as we go. As we gather this morning, I invite you to join me in prayer. And then we'll begin in praise and worship. Father, as we gather together, we acknowledge that we are here because of you, that it is your love poured out to us, that is the reason that we pour our love back to you, that we pour our worship back to you. Father, we are grateful for Jesus, who you have sent so that we might have relationship with you. We're thankful, as we'll talk about your Holy Spirit this morning, of the Spirit of God who lives in us and confers with our spirit that we're children of God and leads us to the presence of the Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, wherever individuals are or are gathered, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come into these moments. We welcome you here. We can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We can do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. We can do nothing without you, Abba Father. So come. And in the weakness of our lives, would you be made strong? Father, we pray blessing over every person watching and listening. We pray peace over our land and over our world, the peace that only Jesus can bring. And we desire to lift high your name this day, Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way in this place, in Jesus' name.
Good morning. What a blessing to be just inching back to, you know, normalcy as we're able to worship together live this morning. I just pray for blessing over everyone at home, whether you're tuning in now or later in the week, just that you would sense the Lord's presence with you today. And so as we enter into this time of worship, just encourage you as often as you feel led to open your arms in a stance of just receiving of the Holy Spirit and receiving of the Lord's loving presence this morning. And just wait on him. Spirit of the living God, Glory. Heavenly Father God, we are weak on our own, Lord. And we are sinners, God, and we fall short of your glory over and over again. Lord, this morning, may we be humbled before you, acknowledging that without you, Lord, we are nothing and we can do nothing. But Lord, as we sing, and that your Holy Spirit, God, cleanses us of our shame, that we would have as sinners, and it takes it away, God, because you make us clean, you make us whole, you make us strong, Lord. We are weak in our flesh, but your Spirit, God, is strong within us. So, Lord, may we just be receptive of your Spirit today and every single day, starting afresh, Lord, by welcoming your Spirit into our lives, that we would depend on you for every single step that we take, even every breath and every word that we speak, God, that it would be you in us. God, this life can be difficult at times. Even now, in this crazy season, Lord. But we don't have to do it on our own, and you don't want us to do it on our own, Lord. We keep trying to take control and do everything by our own strength and our own power. And you're waiting there, Lord, with open arms to take our burdens, Lord, and to take our hand and walk through them with us and to give us the strength, God. So may we be humbled to a place this morning where we depend fully on your Spirit and your presence, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a good Father who wants to walk through this life with us. We praise you, Lord. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Spoken to me.